Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami. Would someone please say hello? I can begin.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have to explain that, you know, I'm in Govardhan. Reception is not good. I'll try my best. After this week or two, I'll be back in Vrindavan. It should be better. And what's happening now is it's Diwali. So it's one of the most crowded times of the year. So let's say good luck. I'll try.
Okay, thank you for trying.
Gail, I gave you that letter to someone to give to you. Remember what I was telling you. And I don't remember who I gave it to, so I have to investigate that. Okay, reading from the Jiva Dharma. Anyway, we'll just do our best where we are. Om Jnana Timurandasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Taksurun Mulutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Caitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadabhayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Ghor Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Well, greetings from Vrindavan. Somehow I'm managing to keep this class alive. It's not easy, even the time and my life and et cetera. But those that are on it generally are people that have started it at the beginning. I'm having my doubts whether I will continue the Wednesday class, but at least I should finish Jiva Dharma and then decide. Greetings from Govardhan. I can't explain enough what it means to be here, chanting Hare Krishna, and being in the association of such wonderful Vaishnavas. But to speak of the quality of the ashram, I live right behind it, the quality of the ashram and the amazing prasadam that they have, the perfect prasadams. Really, not too spicy, not too rich, but incredibly sumptuous. So, and Krishna also puts the challenges at the height of my bhajan. I think my back went out or tore a ligament in the right side or something. But nothing matters except the holy name. So I'll only be able to speak for about 25 minutes. One is the cost of the call here. I don't yet have my Indian service, and I'm using the calling service from America. So we'll see. Anyway, I can't even figure out which chapter it is, but I think it's about Parikya Ras, very high subject. There's Swakya Ras, Parikya Ras. Swakya means Swakya, to do with your own, Parikya, to do with another. And we know in terms of moral values, to go off with the wife of another is really the most degraded and disruptive thing in society. That's even why in Dwarka there were prostitutes, so that if men had that propensity, they wouldn't destroy the family. Family is such an important unit. Any unit is more powerful than an individual. It's one of the tensions in America between progressiveness and conservatism, is how much we should protect the family unit. Because family units are more prosperous. If there's divorce, it's great strain, even economically. That's also the heart of the immigration issue. It's not immigration, it's whether people assimilate, because if people don't assimilate, and I'm not making a value judgment on what happens, I don't know that. But if people don't assimilate, it weakens the country. Immigration is great for America. Oh, it's born. My parents were immigrants. So the real question is assimilation into whatever culture they come into. So destruction of the family is such an important point. Even in the Gita, one of the reasons Arjuna was afraid to fight, because if the men were killed, the women would be unprotected. And lead to unwanted progeny. Children who don't grow up in intact families that destroy society. So this is a very, very difficult point to understand. Very, very difficult point to understand. Parakiras. And therefore, it's only discussed with the utmost care and understanding, so that we don't misunderstand that this form of risk, of conjugal love that's exhibited in Krishna's pastimes, is a facsimile of what is happening here when the same thing happens. Everyone belongs to Krishna. So it's a type of ras where the intensity increases due to the risk involved, but there's no immorality, there's no social disruption, there's only the enhancement of love. Anyway, this is being discussed here, and there's three types of devotees in that relationship with Krishna. And they are Sadhana Para, Devi, and Nityapriya. There's those that achieve that by practice. Devi, there's wives of the demigods who prayed for that and received that. And there's Nityapriya, there's people that are eternally in that relationship. So Vijay says, how many kinds of Vrajasundari, beautiful damsel? Again, Vijay and his nephew, Vajranath. We're following them as they come to Krishna consciousness, and they're advancing. And now they're in Puri with Gopal Guru Goswami, who was inspired in the line of Raghunuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service, to his guru, Ukreshwara Pandit, who learned that the external path of Raghunuga Bhakti, which means certain rituals that increase the bhav, a certain form that increases the spontaneity. There's a certain worship, a certain practice, a certain... And he's in Puri, and they're sent there to learn this from him. So, and it's all described as if it's in one life. When their progression may take many, many lives for people to achieve. So how many kinds of Vrajasundaris, beautiful damsels, are there? There are three kinds. Are there also different types of sadhana parasundari? Goswami, yes, there are two types of sadhana parasundari, yogtaki and ayogtaki. Who are the yogtaki, Goswami? The yogtaki sundaris have taken birth in Vraja together in a group, after being absorbed in sadhana for Vajras. In other words, they are members of a particular group. There are two types of yogtaki: Munigana and Upanishad Gana. Gana means group. There's group of the sages and the Upanishads. There were groups that had a worship, and they all... somehow the family that prays together, stays together, joint bliss is higher than individual bliss. Anyway, these groups. So there's two, the Munis and the Upanishads. Which Munis have taken birth in Vraja as gopis? Goswami, some Munis offered worship to Gopal, but were unable to attain siddha, perfection. So there were these sages that were worshiping Krishna, Gopal Krishna, perhaps aspiring for the Shringa, the Durya Ras, but they didn't attain perfection. After having darshan of Sri Ramachandra's beauty, they further endeavored in sadhana, in accordance with their cherished desire. So it was at the time of Lord Ramachandra. They were sages in the forest of Dandakaranya, and somehow they saw Ramachandra, which inspired their desire to attain. And again, this is not mundane sexual attraction, especially in this case, but they saw the beauty. And they had an internal aspiration, even before it was explained. If a sadhak is male, how can he attribute Gopi Baba to himself? And Goswami said, people only consider themselves male because they're under the influence of illusory nature imposed by Maya. Except for Krishna's eternal male associates, the pure inherent spiritual nature of all others is female. Really, there are no male and female characteristics in the spiritual structure, but the sadhaka can gain its eligibility to be a vajra vasini when he is impelled by swabhav and a steadfast... anyway, when you have that nature and they perform the sadhana, it's not that they're aspiring for a gender. They're aspiring for a particular bhav that's manifest as a gender. Anyway, thus they accepted Gopi Bhav and took birth as Gopis. Padma Purana refers to them in this way, and Brihad Brahmana Purana states that some of them attained perfection at the beginning of the Ras Lila. Okay, so that's the Muni Guna, now the Upanishad Guna. Vijay, how did the Upanishads take birth as Gopis in Braja? The Maha Upanishads personify who were gifted with extremely fine discrimination, became thoroughly astonished when they saw the Gopis' good fortune. And after performing severe austerities with Shraddha, they attained birth in Braja as Gopis. So Upanishads personified, they had fine discrimination, and they understood that we should aspire for this. And perhaps was their eternal nature uncovered also. So now, who are the Ayotiki, those who are not groups? Goswami, there are two types of Sundari celebrated by the name Ayotiki, long-standing, Prachina, and New Nagina. They are exceptionally attached to Gopi Bhav and perform sadhana with intense eagerness and natural anurag. Some take birth alone, and others in groups of two, three, or even more at the same time. The Prachina, these have been long-standing, Ayotiki Gopis attain Saloka, living on the same planet, together with the Nitya Priya Gopis a long time ago. So they achieved the type of liberation where they live on the same planet as the Gopis. The Navina Ayotika Gopis came to Braj by taking birth in the species of devas, humans, and other beings. They gradually became Pachina and attained Shaloka in the same way I've already mentioned. So somehow or other, you can get born. We understand this. If we attain Bhava in this life, very difficult, if near impossible, to attain prema. The body is hard to accommodate that level of energy. So we take birth where Krishna is having his pastimes on this planet. So I've understood the subject, Vijay said, of Sadhanapara. Now please be so kind as to explain to me about the devas. Goswami, when Krishna descends among the devas in Swarga by his amsas of his nityakantas, and manifest ultimately. When Krishna descends among the devas in Swarga by his amsas of his nityakantas also manifest as devas in order to satisfy him. So Krishna somehow descends among the demigods in Swargaloka by his amsa, by his plenary portion. And at the same time, plenary portions of his lovers manifest to satisfy him. Those very devas take birth in Krishna Lila as the daughters of gopis and become the prana sakhi of the Nitya Priya gopis, of whom they are amsas, in other words, of their own amsani. So just explain that. So Krishna descends in the heavenly planets by his plenary portions, and those who eternally love him in that way, they appear in that way. then those very devis, these ones that came in that way, then they take birth in Krishna's lila as daughters of cowherd men, and they become very dear gopis. Vijay, when Krishna does take birth by his amsa, when does Krishna take birth by his amsa in the species of the devas? So Vijay, he's very, very bright, but to speak of his nephew, Rajanath, who was a logician, so he's saying, what is this? What do you mean Krishna takes birth, a portion of him takes birth as the devas? What does this mean? And then the wives, they become the gopis. So he explains, Goswami, Krishna takes birth from Aditi's womb by his swamps of form, his vamana, and by his vibhanamsha, he becomes the devatas. Shiva and Brahma are not born from the womb of the mother, and although they are not in the category of ordinary jivas, with 50 qualities to a minute degree, they are still only vibhanamsas. Those 50 qualities are certainly present in Brahma and Shiva to a somewhat greater extent. In addition, they have 5 more qualities that are not found in the ordinary jivas. Therefore, these two are called the chief devatas. So Shiva and Brahma are just not ordinary living entities, can have up to 50 qualities. Shiva and Brahma can have up to 55 qualities. They're the chief of devatas. Dinesh and Surya are situated in the same category as Brahma, the same reason. But all the other devas are classified as jivas. All the devatas are Krishna's vibhanamsas, and their wives, devis, are the vibhanamsas of Chitshakti. Just before Krishna's appearance, Brahma ordered them to take birth to satisfy Krishna, and following his order, some of them took birth in Braja and others in Dwarka, according to their different taste in sadhana. The devis who took birth in Braja because of their intense eagerness to attain Krishna are the pranasakhis of the Nitya Priya Gopis. So we know when Krishna appeared, Lord Brahma ordered all the demigods, Tatpiyartam, who were very dear to Krishna, to appear. So this is the second, this is a category of Ayotaki. They're not in specific. Hold on a second. So this is one of the types of Vrajasundaris, the devis. Looking at the Upanishads in one of the groups. Prabhu, the Upanishads attain birth as gopis, but kindly tell me, do any other presiding devis of the Vedas also accept birth in Vraja? Goswami, is written in the Srishti Kanda, the Padma Purana, that Gayatri, who is Veda Mata, mother of the Vedas, also took birth as a gopi and attained Sri Krishna's association. From that time, she assumed the form of Kama Gayatri. Vijay, but isn't Kama Gayatri that the beginning, Anadi? Goswami, Kama Gayatri is certainly Anadi. This Anadi Gayatri first manifested in the form of Veda Mata. Later, by the influence of sadhana and seeing the good fortune of many Upanishads, she took birth in Vraja along with the Gopala Upanishads. Although the form of the Kama Gayatri is eternal, she exists splendidly in an eternal and separate form as Veda Mata Gayatri. So unfortunately, that's all the time I have for today, but at least I'm happy that we did have the class. Anybody like to say hello? I've been quite unsteady with the class. And anybody else like to say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Priya.
Priya, oh good. Thank you for listening. Okay. And sent you another letter. Did you receive it?
Yeah, I just thought today I forgot to look.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Gajarana.
This is who?
Vajrade.
Vajrade, beautiful deities. I didn't get a chance to respond. You sent me those pictures. Thank you. I enjoyed them.
Thanks, Hare
Krishna. Okay. Okay, I'm going to head out now. Hare Krishna.
I will.